in every case. Okay, assuming that the price belongs to the price
today. Tuesday night, yeah. Probably Nachum Klein.
Assuming everything I'm saying is we're talking about the same price, no difference in price. Once it starts in difference in price, it's already a whole new shot. So assuming it's the same price, I've already spoken twice here about it, not about this specific topic, so I'll just to start off a bit. The obviously comes from a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk says, the pasuk is in Pashas Baha, v'chisim kirimim kamit lab misecho. The pasuk is talking about hilchos enor. You know how to charge, overcharge. So if you're buying, you're selling something from Eid, then you shouldn't overcharge them. That's what the pasuk is talking about. So there's a drash on the pasuk. Rashi brings it over there. V'chisim kri mimkar la misecho. If you're selling something la misecho to a Yid, so therefore when you're selling something, it should be to a Yid. That's what Rashi says. Or ikuna, when you're buying something, miyad misecho should be from Yid. Yeah, it's not the pasuk shan the pasuk. Pasuk shan the pasuk means when you're buying and when you're selling, it should not be with enor. It should not be with overcharge. But the actual pasuk, the drash of the pasuk is that when you're going, you might as well go to Yid shop. Now, the reason behind this part, the mitzvah, the reason let's call it mitzvah, because I spoke to Rav Chaim Heimlich a few weeks ago, probably 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. I asked him to give me a letter. He told me, so he looked through and he said that after reading it, he says, a chiyav, bichlal, is very hard to find a chiyav. He says, rather, when you can be mekayim the mitzvah eser or not be mekayim the mitzvah eser, say it's a chiyav is very shvei. Ilamat is right. To say it's a chiyav is very hard. Chiyav to buy it, yeah. Even though to buy from the Yid or chiyav to sell to the Yid, say it's a chiyav, it's a bigger price, say it's a chiyav. So we're talking about a mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah or not a mitzvah? That's what the discussion will be. Even though the Ramah, which is the main makor for it, says a chiyav. Where everyone builds off comes from the Ramah, he does say it's a chiyav. Problem is, there's so many questions on the Ramah that you have to say that's a mitzvah. So you look in the Chofetz Chaim and look in everywhere else. So let's assume it's a mitzvah, not a chiyav. The Chasam Sofer does pass it's a chiyav, but Reb Chaim Heimlich says that let's assume it's a mitzvah. So what's the reason behind this mitzvah? So before we get to the halachic shalah, so there's four main reasons we find what the behind this mitzvah. Two which don't apply nowadays, and two which do apply nowadays. One of the main reasons we find is because there's a chashash in times of the Gemara, already before, is timas amim, the goyim or matama. So certain things are not allowed to do with the goyim because they're matama. Therefore, because the gzairus of timas amim, it's called timas amim, the tim of the amim. Therefore, we decided to make the least interaction with them possible. So the least business with them possible. I.e., don't try to do business with the Yid first and then do business with the goy. Try to the least possible. That doesn't apply nowadays because Tosfos says already then in the Gemara that nowadays since we live between them, it's not like we live in Eretz Yisrael between the Eden and we just have to travel out to Bovel. We live in a place where the goyim live anyway, so we anyway are between the goyim. So there's anyway no chashash anymore of timas amim. I mean it doesn't get worse. Therefore, wouldn't apply nowadays. The second reason we find is that shleil midim asayim harum. You shouldn't learn from the bad ways. If you do business with them, you get to know them, and then you want to either impress them or just by being around them, you get used to what they do. So therefore, you continue in their ways, which is also a problem. That Rabbi Nitam also paskins that doesn't apply nowadays because we anyway live between them, and it doesn't make a difference. Between doing this little bit of business more wouldn't make a difference because anyway the neighbors are goyim and we live between them, so that wouldn't apply nowadays. Now the next two is what most acharonim learn, and these two is how we do lechora we take on that doesn't apply nowadays. This says in the al shekh, the first one brings this reason is that why not help the Eid instead of helping the goy? Is he anyway spending the money? Why should the Eid not have anor? Now the problem with this is, so this applies in any day. And the problem is that when it costs more, then the sorrow goes faket. Yeah, when it's the same, then you say, why not give the money to the Eid? But when it costs more, then why should he get the money and not me? So once you go into this, then you get a very big problem when it starts costing more. But we're assuming that it's costing the same. We're assuming we're talking about a case where the price is the same. Therefore, this time will apply. Kedai lehenes shol chavroch. Yeah, that the Eid should have anor instead of the goy having anor. Now the fourth one is, is a reason, but it only creates a suggestion. It doesn't create a mitzvah, it creates a good aitzah tova. Because the reason is, it's a medrash really, the medrash says this, in Parshas Baha, the medrash says, the goyim are misalim alilus, they bake and bilbilim on us, they make up stories on us, and the more business you do, then basically if they're going to look for you to make a story on, you're going to be the one they're going to choose, because you're the one they know. So to keep away from them, and if you do business with them, then they'll steal, and they'll make the maker, So it's to keep away from to keep yourself safe. Don't do business with them. They're better to do business with Eden. And as much as the Eden might not to give you a good service, but honesty, you can get more by a yeed than by a... I mean, as in not being scared, he'll trick you and steal from you and stuff like that, you'll get from a yeed more than a goat. But then, again, that's a good idea. An eitzah tov, you can't say, therefore, there's a chiyuv. You can say, I'm happy to risk. If you're happy, but then, it's therefore, it's a middah tov. And Ramosha Shtembach, Taka Passings La'alucha, he says that there's never a mitzvah, not even a mitzvah, it's just an eitzah tov, and he brings this reason. So Ramosha Shtembach says this doesn't apply at all, the mitzvah. It's just a good idea. Now, in regards to Amazon, there's a few things that are relevant. Number one is when you buy on Amazon, a lot of suppliers are Yidden. I think either 80 or 90% of suppliers in New York are from the Hampshire area in Amazon. Well, it might be obvious why. There's big money. It's very big money in America. That's what I heard. No, maybe not true. Either way, so there's massive suppliers here in England who's buying Amazon. Goyim also massive. Saying the thing is not too hard. If you know the seller, if you know the seller, let's say Lehmann's, you can buy on Lehmann's on Amazon. Okay, you could go. All the Lehmann's is on Amazon as well. So yeah, so you got a Yiddish shop. You know it's a Yiddish shop. You know it's a
product.
Yeah. Oh, even if it's a Jewish product, obviously a Jewish product is another problem. A Jewish product, the Chassid Sofer says that if it's a Jewish product, you have to buy it from a Yid because he makes it to sell to Yidden. It's specially made to sell to Yidden. Therefore, the Chassid Sofer says that's even worse if it's a Jewish product. Let's say not a Jewish product. Let's say pots and pans. So as a supplier, you know this company is supplied by Hamish Bezal. For example, there's a magnet. Let's say I know personally, there's a magnet that you open doors with. You can close kitchen doors, cabinets, and there's like a little white magnet that you touch it and it opens. Yeah, that's supplied to somebody in Gateshead, in Edgware. Hamish Yidden in Edgware. He supplies it into Amazon. So if you're buying that, do you go to Waldmanns to buy it, as if he sells it, or do you go to Amazon? This is the supplier of the Yid. Now again, there's two ways of selling on Amazon as well. There's one way where and so that'll make a big difference. This is what I wanted to go into today. There's a way of selling that you supply Amazon. It's FBA, fulfilled by Amazon. It's you supply Amazon, loads of them, and they sell it slowly. Okay, so then when you're buying, you're actually buying from Amazon. And then Amazon pays the money to however much they sell, whoever they sold it to, whoever supplied it to them. Or there's another way of you're just how you'd call it, like having a stall in Amazon. You're basically i.e. if you, let's say, same thing would apply if Goldstein supplied to Tesco, or you're having a stall in Tesco. Yeah, if Goldstein supplied to Tesco, then you're buying from Tesco. Technically, the money's going to Tesco, and they actually then afterwards have to go and pay Goldstein for what they bought. Yeah. Whereas there's another reason, if you'd, let's say, stand with a stall, or you'd have a stall in Tesco, and then you're just using Tesco as a base for you to sell, and that's what most cases on Amazon are. I mean, no, you wouldn't know, but so there would be, that's two different cases. That's considered. So now, where's the Shaila mentioned? Shaila mentioned that Chivas Tiafas Reim, he had in his days, times of Kuvega he lived, and it was Erev Pesach, and somehow for years they had syrup made of sugar, and it was very expensive. I don't know why it was very expensive. Kosher Pesach, it was very expensive. People, it doesn't get out of date. People used to keep it from year to year. So one person made loads, and he used to keep a stock, and every year, Erev Pesach, that's where he made his money from. Or a few people. It says a few people. And then one year, Goyim, a Goyish company, came up with an idea how to make cheaper corn syrup, how to make cheaper syrup that's not made of sugar, and it was much cheaper to produce. Now, so obviously, this might not be the same product, but the idea of it is the same. The shtamshus is the same. So he assumes the goy was much cheaper. So he says, one of the heterim he wants to give to buy by the goy, besides for the fact it's cheaper, whatever it is, one of the heterim he wants to give is that who's making the heksha? It has to be each heksha, because kushla paisach has to have a good heksha. It's not like just apple juice or orange juice that they will buy without, anyway, buying for Pesach. So if it's a Pesach, then it has to be Kushla Pesach. So therefore, there has to be Heksha behind it. There has to be Yid that's making sure therefore the Heksha, the Mashgiach, and there must be some Yid involved. Therefore, he says then it would apply the same, you'd be becoming Mitzvah anyway, because you're giving the money to the Yid via the Goy. The Maisa, passing is not allowed to, he said, Rabbi Vega passing is not allowed to, for different reasons. But he says, instead of this, you'd still be becoming Mitzvah because you're giving the money via the Goy. Loads of Achronim are not happy with this svara. Loads of Achronim argue on this Tiafas Reim. And I said, Mehecha Tesa, the vow of buying, giving Panasa, is B'shas you're going to buy. Otherwise, you're going to have to go to back who's supplying the batteries who's supplying Amazon with, I don't know, the cleaning material they use. How far do you go back? The point is, when you are buying, who are you buying from? You're buying from Eid or buying from a boy? You're not supposed to care about what happens, when it happens, and how it happens. So the point is, when you are having an the same thing applies. Let's say a taxi company in London, or MS, or it's all MS now. You got MS, you call a car. Now how it works is it's like a franchise. Yeah? So you pay, they pay. When I was a kid, there was £80 a week. Probably much more now. £80 a week to get the radio, and then they take jobs. Yeah, £80 a week they get the radio to work for. Then every day they take jobs for themselves. So the boss is a Hamshid, but the drivers are all Arabs. So when you're actually taking the taxi, the Arab's getting the money. Because you're taking the taxi, he's happy to pay the £80 a week to Mr. Groskop, yeah? So now, if you're taking a normally each driver, that would zikr come first. Because then the money's going directly to him, and not via. So that even the Shafi'i is more, it's better zikr to directly go to the Eid, then you could say it comes first because it's literally going to him. But then, by taking MS class service, or you just go cabby or whatever, it might be cheaper. What if you have to go to MS class service? So Pashtus, like, as we are saying now, no, you don't have to go to MS because you're not actually supporting the Eid when you're taking the taxi. You're supporting an Arab that will be able to pay his £80 that week for. The support. Why are you taking the taxi? You're supporting the Eid.
The Arab
supports the Eid. Yeah. If he supports the Eid, we should zikr. Yeah. So. Maskim, but that's indirect. That's goyim raivach. So then the mitzvah doesn't apply to that. You can't say it comes first before your, because then by you're not being the kind of mitzvah when you're buying, and we're assuming that the mitzvah is when you're buying. Now, so that's one big nakuda where if it's a person selling on Amazon by himself, on eBay by himself, a yid, then he probably comes first. Put it that way, the same as much as going to a shop. We'll get to delivery soon. That's another topic about tircha, about going to the shop or not. But if he's applying Amazon, Amazon's selling it for you, then it'll be the same shayla as this. If it's a goy, now let's put that aside. That's one thing that's nigga. And pashtus, the halacha would takabi, if it's a yidsha supplier, not supplying Amazon, but selling on Amazon, he'd be the same as going to yidsha shop. And if he's supplying Amazon, pashtus, there would be no mitzvah to buy by him, and then there might be, you have to go to yidsha shop. Well, it depends. Now, if it's delivery, the problem is Amazon have a massive miler, Amazon Prime, yeah? So if you pay how much money you pay a month, and next day it's at your door. Instead of you having to step to the shop, it's very convenient. Whereas if you're going to a shop, you have to get to the shop, and I bought an example, a live example. My bulb broke 2 weeks ago, and it's still in my pocket because I haven't gone to the shop. Okay? If I'd go to Amazon, it'll be ready in my front door. But I didn't. But never mind. So you could have just online. It would have been out in my post box the next morning. Yeah, to go to the bulb shop takes much longer. Go. Yeah. So it's just more convenient to press a button and it delivers to your door. So how do we judge convenience in regards to this mitzvah? So there's the main makor for this. Is the Maram Sheikh. The Maram Sheikh has a shayla. He has a shayla where his shayla was Nageya, where the shop, and peddlers used to come to town every so often. So the goyim used to come to even the little towns, whereas the Eden, they didn't go to every little place. They used to go to the big towns, and you had to go to the bigger town to buy from the Yiddish place, or let's say the main street, and they had little shops. So the convenience was to go to the goyish little shop, whereas the Eid was only on the main street. He only did bigger business, whatever the case was. So he says that if there's a tirche yisaira, you still have to go to the mitzvah still applies. Just like there's a tirche to go find an esrig, there's a tirche to be mekayim this mitzvah. The Maram Sheikh lends us a chiv to do it, but we're assuming there's a mitzvah to do it. So the same thing would apply. There's taka takes you 20 minutes to do it. So what? So you spend 20 minutes doing a mitzvah. You might not have to do the mitzvah, but you're spending 20 minutes doing a mitzvah. Now, the Rav Moshe Feinstein, actually, he it's not so clear in his words, but he talks about a case where the yidsha shop was further away, and he says, why didn't he buy with the yidsha shop? So he says, because it was further away. That's what he says. Because it was further away, he didn't have to go there. Because it was a tirche yisera, he didn't have to go. That's what Rav Moshe Feinstein says. Now, we don't know where we're going to put the boundary. What's a tirche yisera, what's not a tirche yisera. So Rav Moshe Steinbuch in his Sefer writes that what the Maram Sheikh says, tirche yisera, means till a mil. Till like Behechus Tzvila, you have to go a mil away. By car would be the same, whatever, a mil away. Then you'd have to, the same thing would apply. to go to your shops, i.e. if you're sitting in your dining room, you just click a button, or to travel down to the developments, it's less than a mil, you'd have to go, well, it depends where you live, you'd have to go to the shop to buy whatever the bulb you want to buy. So therefore, the Fidam Ramshik, you'd have to, Pashta, still go to your shop, even though you just press the button and you deliver it to your shop. Now, deliver it to your door. Reb Chaim Pinievsky paskens that, somebody asked in the Shaila, and he paskens that, at least they say he paskens that, the way you judge it is how hard would you work to get a better one of this item? How hard would you work for yourself? Let's say you got, for example, you got one item, you got, let's say an orange juice, a basic Tesco orange juice, and you want to get a better freshly squeezed orange juice. How hard would you work to get the better one? That's how hard you have to work for that item to get in the Yidra shop. Okay? However, Loshen he uses is, However much, how would you work? Now, that's a very unclear, because...
Getting better.
Yeah, how much better, and how much better, and how... So that's why he doesn't give very clear boundaries. Now, what's his name? Yaakov Meir Shtein, is the Talmud of Rosh Hashanah Talavi. He has a sefer called Imra Yaakov, and it's on Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's a sefer on Shulchan Aruch Rav. And he brings the Ramosha Shtembuch that says Mil, and he says he doesn't know where he took it from. Mil is the Gabbat Tefillah, Ma'echtas Yumidama, one mitzvah to the next. What does one have to do with the other? He brings a rai from the Shach. The Shach says if somebody went and stole something, then the Lacha is the Hashish Exile, the mitzvah Esther to give back the Ganai, the mitzvah Esther to return something. Now, the problem is, the Shach there says, but you don't have to even walk one step out of your house to return the Ganai. You have no Chiyav Tircha to be Mekayim the mitzvah of a Hashish Exile. Why, I don't know. I didn't actually go into the sigya why you don't have to. The Shach Paskins, I saw the Shach inside. There's no chiyav to be matrich to give back the exile. Oh, good. So they said...
You know the whole time.
You're not being... You mean... you're saying that you're being over the loisus of the whole time. And therefore... Forget, you're saying that therefore... You might want to, but they can't tell you to, because it's just that when you do it, you're not Mekayim the mitzvah anymore. So that's what he says. He says, Oy bazoy, my chitais is not doing it to this. Again, Yen is missing money, so why should... The same thing, I'm not going to go and work harder, he should get the money. But it's not doing it b'chlal, that's what he says. Now, I think it's doing b'chlal, because by Mahash Zayl, it's a lav, like you're saying, it's a lav hanitik le'asai. You got a lav, and when you Mekayim the asai, you take away the lav. That's called a lav hanitik le'asai. So therefore, if you're happy to keep on having a lav, you can't. There might be no chiyav to do that side, but you're over the lav until you do that side. So it's a lav hanitik le'asai. Whereas here, it's a mitzvah asai. So how far do you have to be mekayim the mitzvah asai? When was this mitzvah asai said? How far do you have to be mekayim this mitzvah asai? So I'm not sure what he means, but either way, that's he paskins the master, the Imre Yaakov paskins, the Rekhamayah Shtein paskins, that no chiyav to be matrich at all. If you can get it more convenient, from the goy, no problem. Now, there is a mashag. The mashag. So he says only what says. Yeah, only what it says. Yeah, I'm asking. I don't understand what he says. He passes the halacha. Sheikh Nofarav, on the beginning of Sheikh Nofarav, in Hilchos Mishpat, that's what he passes. First, one of the first shiklach, he passes the halacha. I'm asking the kasha. I don't know. Now the mashag. There is a mashag. The Mishal Hashir is mashag. He says that if you look in the Lushan Rashi, again, the Lushan Rashi for us is not like that, but interesting enough, the Chofetz Chaim brings Lushan, the Sefri brings like the Mashag. Okay, so the Chofetz Chaim brings the Mashag brings the Lushan Sefri, that in Busa Liknois, Kanaim Yisrael Chavnoch, Yisrael Chavnoch, in Busa Liknois, in Busa Limkor, Mchoyle Yisrael Chavnoch, in Busa Liknois, Kanaim Yisrael Chavnoch. So he notes the Lushan in Busa. What in Busa means? He came. So he says, because if the goy is coming to you, the mitzvah doesn't apply. It's only if you're going out, then the mitzvah applies. But if he's coming to you, then there's the mitzvah doesn't apply. Now, if you look in Rashi, in our Rashi, and if you look in our Sefri, if you look in most of the Rumu, you look in all the places that bring the Sefri, it doesn't say in Busu. It says, Im Reutze Limkoir Mechoyle Yisroel Chavroch, Im Busu Liknoiz Kanaim Yisroel Chavroch. Because buying is a normal thing to go and buy. Selling is not that good to go and buy. You're selling. You don't go and sell, you sell. A shop, you have a sell. You sell what you have. So it's not. You can't make a deek in Rashi. I don't know how the Mashag and the Chofetz Chaim, the Master does bring it. I noticed the Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed brings the Rosh and like the Mashag brings it. They're only in Bosa Liknos. But I still don't think that it applies to Amazon, because he's talking about the peddler. The peddler's coming to your door. You didn't initiate the sale. He knocks on your door. Do you want to buy batteries? Yes, I want to buy batteries. But when you're initiating the sale, then it's impossible liknos. You are going to buy. I think the Vav Mashag is he came to you. He initiated the sale. Then you say, okay, initiate the sale. I can buy from him. But if you're initiating it, you have to initiate from Eid. Now, when you're buying from Amazon, you're also initiating the sale. You might not be going out your door to initiate it, but you're still initiating it by pressing buttons on your computer. So if I still don't think, I still think that this halacha, even the mashak would be moed, this wouldn't apply. There's one more nakida, which is the most famous nakida with Amazon, is that it's a gemach. Yeah, you can return extremely easily on Amazon. Yeah, you buy something, you buy shoes, it doesn't fit or does fit. You have a chasana, the shoes need to look nice. Yeah, whether you're allowed to do it or not, probably not, or probably, I don't know, it doesn't make a difference, not this shit now. But it's a gemach. People use it as a gemach. But you can't do that to the intershop. I know somebody who has a shop in Manchester, sells a certain clothes item, and somebody had a shaver brochus, was making shaver brochus that evening. So she came to look at a few of the items, and she said she needs to take home one to show her husband. She came back the next day and had makeup on it, and she wanted to return it. So Reb Chaim Heimlich told me, what do you want? The each shop should give the same returns. They're too small. They're way too small. The turnover is so much smaller that they can't afford the returns of 10-20%. It doesn't. The whole margin is that they can't. So. But I think there's another problem. If yeah, well, till she admitted it was another story. She admitted it. I know personally. I know who the shop was. I don't know who bought the dress, but in the end, they didn't let her return it. But then you're going to have Tynus that don't take returns. So it's all very nice. It has to work both ways. But tachlis l'maaseh, you have Amazon returns are very easy, and the Yitzhak returns, even when it's mistake, a return. It's very. If you buy something, you buy even a bulb, you're going to give back. Well, it doesn't work. It does work. They can prove it doesn't work, and buy a hand blender for £15, and you're going to say after 2 weeks it stopped working. He's never going to give you £15 back. But you go to Amazon, you just press click return, and they probably just give you the money back, and you can keep the item because they can't bother paying for delivery. So there's a massive convenience there where you don't have from the. So the Chofetz Chaim passing halacha, which that would make a big problem because the Chofetz Chaim passing halacha, and others passing it clearly, but Chofetz Chaim writes it very clearly. That if it involves any better achrayas. Insurance, like, or any better, is it another lashon? Service, any better service, then there's no, the mitzvah doesn't apply at all because it's considered as if it's a different item. Because an item, today, for example, I bought something in Argos, so you pay £8 extra to have 3 years warranty. Okay, so with 3 years warranty, it's a different item. It costs £8 more. So an item with better insurance, better policy, is a different item. That's what's called Chaim Taka Paskins. Anything with better insurance, anything better policy, is a different item. Therefore, you'd have a big problem to say there's even a mitzvah for each to overpower Amazon. Again, I don't know if, and then one more thing before we finish is there might be a heter, not there might be, there probably is a heter to use mass money as a difference. Mass money is a difference. Okay, so let's say, for example, when there is a difference, okay, not when there isn't a difference. When there isn't a difference, there's no excuse to buy the master money, go to the shop and pay the whole thing master money. Obviously not. But let's say even there's 30% difference, whatever much difference it is. Yeah, you want to buy, I don't know, let's give an example. You want to buy shoes, and each shop is £70, and on Amazon you can get for £40 shoes, same shoes. So the it's Kmat Klo from the Ramosh Fanshine. Deborah Smosh, you take the £30 out of my money. It's no difference, and the rye he brings in order to support Eid. The rye he brings is ribus, salacha bar ribus is machlokas this in Rishonim, but the Ramosh Fanshine passes like this. Bar ribus is mitzvah to lend money for the Yid to eat for free. Okay? Mitzvah to lend kesef kalvas ami, it's for free. Now the goy, you can charge interest. You used to make loads of money that way. That was one of the main businesses before the war. You lend money to the goy and he makes money. He pays you ribus. So if you're going to lend money to the Eid, you're actually going to lose the mitzvah in case of talva. You know, make mitzvah in case of talva, but because of that, you're going to lose, £10,000 a month. I don't know how much, whatever you can make, you can lose millions. So the Ramosh Fanshine Paskin, there's no problem, take the money out of Meisa. You need to be Mekayim mitzvah here, that you wouldn't be Mekayim otherwise. Take the money out of Meisa money every month, take the money you would have earned from the Goyish Havor, and take the money out of Meisa. So, and same thing would apply here. You've got mitzvah to do. It costs you £30 more to go to the Yiddish shop. So take the mice money off. So therefore, the Rajba Paskins that Tirche Yisera is measured in money. He passes it like a few other places. He doesn't pass it like this. The Rajba doesn't talk about this. The Chivas Rajba Paskins that if you have an item, if you have Tirche Yisera, So he says, how do you work out tikkun sari? Time, your time is money. So if it takes you 20 minutes longer, and in that 20 minutes you lost out, I don't know, how much you make an hour or a job, how much you make, I don't know how it work, then that is the difference you'd be judged by. Is it more than 20, 10%? Then you don't have to anymore, six, whatever, how much you have to lose. Therefore, if you have a tikkun and you don't want to do it, so take £30 out of your ma'aser money, give it to yourself, and pay yourself for doing the tikkun. Because you want to gain the 20 minutes of not going, let's say, to Amazon straight away and going to I don't know, Waldman takes you 20 minutes. Your work 20 minutes is worth £15. Your tikkun is worth £15. How much you're worth your while? Take the money, have nice money. It's no different, feed the rouse, but it's no different to saving time, to save money. So you can take that money. I haven't seen anyone saying it clearly, but pastors, you can take the money, have nice money, and take. No, not asking? The rivers, Imkaim rivers. In case of Tavas Ami, the Mitzvah Esser. Imkaim Mitzvah Esser, and you take nice money out of it. What is the question? What is the question? I'm not in Sasha.